Welcome to Earth First Radio News, your source for information about the direct action environmental movement. Saving wild places, plants, and animals takes your help, so please have a pencil or pen and some recycled paper handy to jot down the contact information we try to include with every story. You really can make a difference, so write, call, or defend your local wilderness today. Now, here's the news. Activists held in Ecuador pipeline protest freed. Five European environmental activists were freed last week after being detained for over a week and accused of damaging property during protests against the construction of a new oil pipeline in Ecuador. The deputy mayor of Quito accepted the demonstrators' request for habeas corpus, declaring they were unfairly detained and not read the charges against them in their native languages as stipulated by Ecuadorian law. The three Germans, one French, and one Irish activist were immediately freed from a Quito jail where they had been held since last week. Provincial authorities ordered last week the deportation of 14 foreign environmental activists for damage allegedly caused by the protests. Nine activists left Ecuador the previous week. The rest were freed last week, but still face deportation. Environmentalists have camped out in the woods near the Mindo Protected Forest and Bird Habitat, some 16 miles outside of Quito, for several weeks to protest the route for the new heavy crude pipeline set for completion next year. The Mindo Forest is home to nearly 450 bird species, making it one of the most important bird areas in South America and is popular with ecotourists. The demonstrations continue at Mindo. European Union queries legality of Amazonian mahogany imports. The European Commission has told EU states not to allow shipments of Amazonian mahogany into Europe without ensuring the timber was felled legally. In a March 26th memo addressed to member states and seen by Reuters, the European Commission said it was aware of problems relating to the arrival of cargoes of Brazilian or big-leaf mahogany into the European Union. These originated in Brazil and have arrived in several member states. They are accompanied by export permits whose legality has become a matter of dispute, the memo read. The Commission said it was concerned the export permits were issued in contravention of the Convention on International Trade in Endangered Species, or the CITES Treaty. Brazilian mahogany, one of the most valuable of hardwoods, has its biggest markets in the United States, Canada, Chile, Germany, and the Netherlands, the United Kingdom, and Belgium. It is used to make furniture, musical instruments, window frames, and coffins. Mahogany is listed under the CITES Treaty to avoid its unsustainable or illegal exploitation, and Brazil is required to issue export permits if it is sold abroad. The Brazilian Environment Agency, IBAMA, estimates there are as little as 8 years of mahogany left in the Amazon at current rates of deforestation. Brazil outlawed the trade and transport of mahogany in October after finding 70% of the timber was being logged illegally. In December, Brazil extended the ban to logging itself. In February, with the aid of the army, Brazil launched a war against illegal logging deep in the Amazon forest in hope of closing down the smuggling routes and recovering $16 million worth of timber waiting at ports for shipment. The commission said the Brazilian government has told it that export permits had only been granted under pressure from local Brazilian courts, but the memo noted that a number of judicial decisions allowing certain Brazilian companies to export timber had now been reversed on appeal. In light of this, the memo read, the European Commission advises its member states not to accept export permits for species of broadleaf mahogany from Brazil until further notice without first obtaining from Brazilian authorities a statement that those specimens were legally acquired. Late last week, Earth First Radio reported that the German government had impounded 300 cubic meters of Amazonian mahogany while it tried to clarify whether the timber had been logged legally. Greenpeace said last week a similar cargo destined for the British market had been detained in the Netherlands. The environmental pressure group said it had been granted a judicial review of a British government decision to allow a cargo to enter Britain in early March. That review will take place in the High Court on April 9th. This story was written by Stefano Ambroghi, and we thank the Reuters News Service for both of these stories. Well, that's the news for today. If you have information for Earth First Radio News, please send it to cruiseef at cruiseio.com. You can find archived shows at www.radioforall.net and santacruz.indymedia.org. I'm Uncle Dennis. Thank you for listening to Earth First Radio News. Go come and buy,